This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph on Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Y'all, I have made a huge mistake, and in the name of my anxieties and insecurities, I have committed to joining dear co-host Annie and friend, of course, in attending Halloween Horror Night in Hollywood Universal. I swore to you, Annie, a long time ago, I would never go to a haunted house, and now here I am, going to 10 of them, 12 of them. How many is there?
There's 8. There's 10 in Orlando. There's 8 in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Wow, really? There's less? That's surprising.
It's much smaller.
Okay. I think I knew that, but still, that's still surprising to me. Mm-hmm. And I have tried my best to prepare through TikTok videos. Like, there's been so many creators who've actually taken videos inside of them. So I feel like I'm very thankful for them. I'm sure other people are like, why are you doing this? But I'm very thankful to them so I can at least know what to expect just a little bit. But in the end, I guess we'll see if I actually survive.
You know, that is a whole genre of horror movies based on accidents that happen in horror haunted houses.
Which, yeah. I've actually read some incidences, and I'm like, oh, no, why? And unfortunately, we have already gone to this by the time this episode comes out, I believe. So I can't even get any advice from y'all. You can tell me your stories, but I can't get any advice. But we'll update you when we get back, if we get back. So all of this, when I say my insecurities and anxieties, Annie, you are prepared to go by yourself and very excited to do so. And in my own insecurities and anxieties, the thought of you going alone really, really, really makes me uncomfortable and very, very, very upset. So I was trying to plot where my partner goes with you. Unfortunately, he has work coming up and cannot go. So I was like, son of a. Okay. And I plotted. And like, I'm going to come with you because, again, even though you are very fine with it, I am not very fine with it. Like, it's all me projecting onto you. So I'm pushing myself to this point. And every time I think about it, like literally Sunday night, I was sitting with my partner and I do a deep sigh. And I've been sighing a lot more. My mummy sigh has come back. And listeners, I think we've talked about this when I first joined, where the mummy that they discovered does this funky sigh.
Yes.
And apparently I did it and I didn't know it. And Annie would laugh every time I did it.
Mm-hmm.
and it's come back because I stopped for a while. It's come back.
I love it.
And it's because I'm thinking this time next week or this time in this point, I'm going to be in a haunted house. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of terror ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting there. I'm trying to prep. My biggest anxiety at this point, outside of like actually falling out, is that I'm going to panic you and I'm going to ruin your time. But I think the times that we've had where I've done something that I was uncomfortable with, it become almost comedic. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it is very like a more intense version of like the Haunted Mansion.
Which I don't love. Like, yeah. It's not my favorite, but I'm not screaming at it. But I am holding on to people.
Yeah. I could go into the science about haunted houses, but it's every fourth person they kind of try to scare. It's mostly jump scares. There was one that I don't think they have at Hollywood. And it wasn't scary at all, but it was cool. It had like pumpkins growing out of bodies and stuff.
Whoa.
The set design was really good.
I'm hoping that by the time I come out of it, I'll be okay. Because jump scares doesn't really bother me, and I think they're funny. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, being in presence of people made up or large objects freak me the hell out. So this is going to be interesting. I've already warned Annie that I'll probably be tugging at her. And at the very least, I could at least wait outside of the whatever haunted house is for her if it gets too stressful. At least I'll be there with her at Hollywood. Like, that's the biggest point. But yeah, I'm doing this for you. I love you. But also, it's projection. I absolutely take it on to myself.
I was very confused when you offered. I was like, what?
But I think it's going to be fun stories to tell.
Yeah, well, and as I said in my recent happy hour, you might be laughing at me because I do the most like, scream. It sounds very goofy. And I do it a lot. So
well, that's exciting. So because it's quite funny, I purposely try not to scare you because I know you get really traumatized by that, but you enjoy this. So yeah. I thought it'd be interesting to see what kind of data was on who loves and hates haunted houses and whether it was a gender thing. Mm-hmm. But it turns out there's really no data for that. But there is data on the sexism within the industry, which you apparently already did when I was sick. Apologies, I missed that one. And there's a lot of depiction of it being sexist, i.e. Domestic violence being used in haunted houses. And apparently recently, as in like a day or two ago, a haunted house in Alabama came under fire for its depiction of the domestic violence in their haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And it's not the first time that a haunted house has come under fire in the United States. So that apparently is a thing. And I actually think that I've seen this in hell houses, which are Christian haunted houses trying to convert people to Christianity. And they use things like that, which I find even more horrifying. But
yep, I believe I have as well. One thing I talked about in this episode, the episode I did about sexism in haunted houses, was this movie that I like, but isn't very good, called Haunted House. Well, I don't want to say that. I won't say it's like a decent found footage horror movie. But it's about a haunted house and it goes wrong. But I rewatched it after I did that and I was like, oh, this is even more, it had even more bad things that I forgot.
It's not the one where they all buy a house, is it?
No. So they like set up a haunted house and then, of course, you know, demons or whatever.
demons.
You know,
nonchalantly.
But there's like a whole plot where you get to the end. And this was like the big thing they found was not only like, is it mostly men who are making money from haunted houses? But like, usually the end victim is a woman who is scantily clad, right, who is being tortured or hurt or whatever. And at the plot point of this is that same thing. You get to the end room and here's this woman who's like in her underwear and bra and she's getting about to be murdered. But they had a bunch of jokes that were not jokes, because we've talked about this too, about like, oh, he's so rapey around her and like all this stuff. I'm like, oh God, no.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one data didn't show all of the who enjoyed it necessarily, but it did show the age range. And at the top of the list for the haunted houses are teenagers and college students, which you talked about how they're like, this is one of those things where they dare each other.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I, as a teenager, wanted to try to find ghosts. I think it was more of a college student. I loved like the ghost shows. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched them in years because I'm like, you finally get to the point that like they never show ghosts. Like mm-hmm. they're like, ooh, there's one. Ooh, they're like, well, son of a, I want to see it. I want to see it. It just becomes like irritating at this point. Mm-hmm. But I did. I enjoyed like the real ghost stories, even though I'm a little freaked out by it. But I'd mm-hmm. rather go to that than these jump scares. But I digress. But it is mainly teenagers and college students. Not mainly. They are at the top of the list. Don't get me mm-hmm. wrong. Everyone enjoys it, apparently, or hates them, one or the mm-hmm. other. But I did find a different source that has talked about a number of reasons why people love these. And they have a scientific study showing something that I think explains your love for these houses. And, it was a Times article. It says, according to a study recently published in the journal Emotion, after having a voluntary scare experience, the researchers found people were in better moods and had decreased brain activity overall. Quote, we think it's very similar, at least at a physiological level and neurological level, to the runner's high experience where you're really pushing yourself and your sympathetic nervous system is in go mode, explains study co-author Margie Kerr, a sociologist at the University of Pittsburgh who studies fear. Once you're out of the scary situation, one where there is never any real threat to begin with, the feel-good endorphins course through the body, she says. It is a reprioritizing of energy, a focus into your body. You're grounded, not being caught up in thinking. I was like, oh, okay, that explains Annie to the core.
Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, it's true. And we've talked about this. We did a whole episode on fear that you can check out. But like, that's all the same reason why a lot of people like roller coasters and horror movies, which I do. But like when I would go in these haunted houses, I would literally scream. And then I would laugh. Mm-hmm. Like it was the immediate like, oh, fear. Oh, that was fun.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because it was just like, yeah, you feel these emotions. And I'm just walking through, like, looking at every corner. I'm looking up at the, like, you know, that's just my, that's what I'm thinking about in that moment. Yeah.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. So in the same study, they talked about the people they evaluated. So here's some of the findings. After going through the haunted house, about half of the people reported being in a better mood, while 33% reported no significant change and 17% reported worse mood. There were no significant gender differences. Most people said they felt happy after going through the haunted house, while fewer people reported feeling tired and anxious after the haunted house than they did before. Mood increases were particularly significant among people who said they had, quote, challenged their fears, and among those who described the experience as intense and thrilling. Afterwards, people feel great. It's kind of like the idea of pain offset. You feel better when the pain is removed, Kerr explains. A lot of activity in the body is in anticipation, and it's in that conclusion where the enjoyment really comes in. Mm-hmm. This year, so you're going to be in that, like, 70-something percent, 67%, where we'll see for me. Okay. Or 50% rather. So they go on to explain that the brain kind of gets to rest during this time, that being scared interrupts their thinking. So the researchers compared this experience to exposure therapy, but fun. and also to meditation. They write, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Decreased brain activity could mean that people were processing information more efficiently, or it could simply suggest that they were in a subdued zen state, almost akin to meditation, Kerr says. Considering that quite a few participants said they felt somewhat dazed after the experience, the second explanation seems likely, Kerr says. Did you feel that way? Do you feel dazed after one of these experiences?
Kind of. I feel like I feel like the runner's high is a very apt, I would say, comparison. Because what I do think when I come out, it's sort of a very like buzzing, like joyous, oh, that was so fun. Like, just release. And I totally, as someone whose brain does not stop a lot of times, this makes sense to me. But it's also like when you go with somebody, like there was one, I don't think they have this one at Hollywood Studios, but it was really fun. There was one where, you know, by this time we've been through like 5 haunted houses and you're kind of like, I know the tricks of the haunted house by now. And so my friend Marissa and I, it was a Yeti-based haunted house. And right when he came in, it was like, boom, 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 like this music. And she and I were like dancing, like, woo. And then this Yeti jumped out and we screamed so hard. And then we laughed and we like hugged each other. And it was just like a really fun. Because we looked so goofy, but we allowed ourselves to just scream and look silly. Like, I don't know. I enjoy it quite a bit.
You enjoy it. I did find an article where someone talked about why they hated it. And one of them was because of those photos, those surprise jump photos. She's like, see, this is what you get. Why would you want to do this to yourself?
I love those. There's a famous haunted house in Canada, Fear Factory, where they have a camera set up right when the scary thing happens. And if you are looking to like brighten up your day,
those are the
go
ones to
look
go
at
to.
Those photos.
Yeah. They talked about how, yes, we as the outsider will always enjoy these pictures.
Yes.
But you as a person who participated, why would you do this to yourself?
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty clear. Like, yeah, that's probably it on. Yeah. And besides these scientific reasons, we also have those who use haunted houses as a dating scheme.
Yeah.
In fact, one haunted house advertised 6 great reasons to bring your girlfriend, yes, they said girlfriend, to their haunted house. Yes, this is sexist and it's cis heteronormative. Like, that's the way they wrote this up.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you get to see her scared face, which, by the way, I could get any scared face anytime. Even if I'm sitting next to her, all I have to do is say, ah. And she'll be like, what?
Yep.
Literally, I just grunted. She was like, ah, 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
While we were talking to each other over internets. So,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And whatever. My partner and I love scaring each other because we think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
unless something like if we're holding a knife, then don't do that. But like outside of that, we do do that to each other.
Mm-hmm. You also send me scary pictures, which I find very funny.
I try to put a new one up. And I think I'm logged out, so I have to get that back from you.
Oh, no.
I try to send one every Halloween where it's just like, you're unexpected.
I love them.
I do too. And then the second reason was that it's relatively inexpensive. And right here, our trip is not inexpensive. So that's a lie. Of course, we're doing something extra.
Yeah, there's a wide variety of costs, I would say. I think there's some cheap ones and there's some really expensive ones. And there's some in between.
Some in between. I think it's the better, like, whatever you can find one at whatever rate you want to go. So it's going to be on par with what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's that one place where you can win like $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
Maybe more, $20,000 if you make it through and there's no rules except for don't kill the person.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And they hire apparently like offenders to purposely do things.
Wow. See, there was one in it near Atlanta that was rumored to do that. And then I went to it and that was all bull. It was not scary at all. And I did not get any money.
What was the one that's like the 13 floors
13
one?
Stories, yep.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. And then everybody's like, if you can make it to the final floor, you get money. But nah.
No, but a clown sneezed in my face and I'm pretty sure that's where I got swine flu.
New fear unlocked. Okay. Number three is she'll want to stay close to you the entire time. And I'm already threatened Annie with a backpack leash because she keeps talking about running away. So maybe this is her trick, try to get me close to you. That's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's, you figured me out so quickly.
I get you. Is that you'll have the chance to show her you can protect her.
Uh-huh.
Annie's already talked about running away, so yeah, I guess that's not a ploy.
No.
Which I find hilarious. Like, really? This is how you're going to show you can protect her at a fake haunted? Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You'll get a chance to show off your bravery.
Okay. I have so many thoughts about this, but I'll let you finish. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it'll be hilarious. So you can also make fun of her.
Okay. So, as you said, this is very sexist, but also, the running joke is it's the opposite. What happens is this guy invites you on a date.
Right.
He goes, I've seen this happen. It was not a very scary haunted house in my small town. It was perfectly fine, but it wasn't very scary. First room, he freaks out, runs out the exit, leaves her by herself, and we adopt her into our group. Like, it's a running joke that all these dudes think they're going to look really cool in it. But then they're the ones
that screams. I've seen many of videos where, and it also was like, it can also tell you they're going to abandon
they're
you.
They're going to leave you behind at first.
Exactly. I've seen many of that. And they're like, what the hell?
Yes.
Well, you're useless, so I'm doing my own thing type of thing, which is quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
So Annie, I see your tricks. I'm sure this will be the best date ever.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll report back to y'all. I think this is going to be like, so this is our first, this is the Monday Mini after the fact, but pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back and do another Monday Mini and let you know how it went.
Yes, we will. And I hope that you have a good time.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
I wanted to make sure you have a good time. So no need to worry about me. I'll figure it out.
I appreciate that. I have a ton of bracelets. So many.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Well, I appreciate it. I think it will be somewhat fun. It's funny to me, too. Every time we go to LA, we have some kind of date thing.
We do. Every time. And thus far, we've been making some good stories on our travels. So
that's true. That is true. Oh, my. Well, thanks, Samantha. And thanks to you, listeners. If you have, I think this might come out before. I think it might be too late for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have any recommendations for future visits or any thoughts about any of this, please let us know. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StephOneNeverToldYou. Perhaps we'll post something there. Who knows? We have a TeePublic store where you can get merch, and we have a book that you can get at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com or wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.